Who is the other potentate? Jesus Christ, the true King of the Jews. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John depict the person of Jesus Christ in all of his aspects. The book of John depicts him as deity. The book of Mark depicts him as a servant. The book of Luke, Dr. Luke, wrote about Jesus as the man. And Matthew writes about him as the king of the tribe of the Lion of Judah. And he came to be king of the Jews. In the fourth chapter of the book of Matthew, the gospel of the kingdom is started to be preached. In the fifth, sixth, and seventh chapter of the book of Matthew, Jesus in the Galilee teaches the Sermon on the Mount. You know what that was? The Sermon on the Mount was a commentary of how you're to live when you're in the kingdom. Why did he preach that to those people? Because he had come as the King of the Kings. He was offering the kingdom to them at that time. They rejected it. He comes as the King of Kings. Over 300 prophecies about a man who would come as Messiah. And 300 prophecies all were fulfilled in the person of Jesus Christ. I spoke to a young people's rally on Saturday night in Northern Ireland. I used that illustration. Then I said, you know what, by chance, if you thought that was by chance of happening, it would take, I have a silver dollar and I flipped it and I got tails. I flipped the silver dollar, I got tails again. You know what my odds of getting two tails in a row would be? 1 in 4. In other words, 4 of us flipping a silver dollar and trying to catch it and getting two tails in a row. If you flip a silver dollar to get I got 3 tails in a row. You know what my odds are there? 1 in 8. See if I can do it. Oh, missed it. 1 in 16 would be 4 tails. 1 in 32, 5 tails. To get 10 tails in a row, I'd have to have 1,000 of us flipping. And 1 in 1,000, we'd get 10 tails in a row. To get 20 tails in a row, 1 in 1,000,000 flipping a silver dollar. The odds of me getting 20 tails in a row, 1 in 1,000,000. 1 in 1,000,000,000 flipping a silver dollar could get 30 tails in a row. You know what I'd have to get 100 tails in a row by chance? The number is got 98 zeros behind it. Einstein said there are 12 octillion stars in the Milky Way. There's approximately 6 billion people on the Earth. 6 billion people on every star in the Milky Way. All of us take out our silver dollar and flip it. And one person would get 100 tails in a row. You know what you'd have to get 300 tails in a row by chance? I don't know, and you couldn't understand it if I did know it. But it's about the same as me stepping over here to the Atlantic Ocean, taking this silver dollar, and saying, I'm going to throw it all the way to England. If you believe I can do that by chance, that's the same thing we have of 300 things happening by chance in one person. Jesus Christ fulfilled every prophecy. All 300 of them. Not by chance, but because he was the fulfillment of those prophecies. Go to Luke. Luke chapter 1. Let's see what Mary was told about Jesus Christ. Luke chapter 1 and verse 30. And the angel said unto her, Gabriel appears, and the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and he shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. He is going to be the King of the Jews, my dear friend, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. Here's Jacob. Here's the potentate of Jacob. I showed you the potentate of Esau, the potentate of Jacob, the King of the Kings, Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. Verse 33 again, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. You know how long that is? It's forever. That's what it means. What else can it mean? And of his kingdom there shall be no end. His kingdom is forever, that potentate. Potentate of Esau, Herod the Great. Potentate who claimed to be the King of the Jews, potentate of Jacob, Jesus the Christ, the Messiah, who is the King of the Jews.